live.
Live from KDNK.
Yeah. It's whatever.
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 From the sublime to the ridiculous. And back again.
Yeah.
Because we've been around the block a few times, haven't we, Jane?
We have. And we've got a guest. Well, there's Luke Alicious.
Hi.
Hi. There's the Janerator. The Janerator. And we've got a guest, the Codyster. The Codyster instead of the Pamster.
No, that's too much like Keister. That sounds, it sounds
the
like
Keister's Keister. Funny. I like it.
Yeah, well.
What, do you like it?
Just do Codyster.
Say no, Cody.
People used to call me Codyster back
they
in
did?
Really?
Like grade school.
But
really?
That's like Pamster.
Oh, yeah.
That's too much like Pamster.
It
but
is.
We'll come up with one. Because you can be our sub whenever one of us isn't here.
Well, Cody's here because
to.
we plan to bestow something upon him.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about it, Jane.
Okay, well, back when the Broncos were playing and we did Bronco Babble during football season, we had a competition and people would call in and give us what they thought the score would be and who the winner would be. And the person who won at the end of the competition would get a prize. And the Codyster and Sarah tied, actually. And then because there was a tie for first place, Luke figured out who was the closest in points
for the whole season,
and Cody won. So,
which I just love because that goes against type. You look at Cody and you don't think of him as a Bronco maniac.
No, you don't.
And I really do enjoy watching football anymore in like the last few years. Actually, the first year that I started watching the NFL again, was the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl. I probably took like a 20-year hiatus off of the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And it was the only thing that I could have a little bit of bro time sitting with one of my really good bro friends.
And right. You know, now that you're a dad, you know.
I used to joke with my mother about watching football. I said, well, Mom, you know, it's really funny how things happen because 40 years ago it was all about the Grateful Dead. And now I watch the NFL and read detective novels. What's up with that?
Isn't your mom a fan, too?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't be caught dead talking about the Denver Broncos.
Right.
With your mom?
With anybody.
Oh.
Yeah, it was too mainstream.
Oh, you mean back in the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, you know, back when I was being a deadhead.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to be a football fan if you were a deadhead.
Well, it's interesting. It's probably the one thing in my relationship with my mom where we can get into talking about football.
Yeah, it's that way.
Is your mom a football fan too?
And my mom, she's so silly. She's such a fair-weathered fan, and she's been a Chiefs fan since Mahomes has been there, and she loves Mahomes. She quit on the Broncos.
She did? Yeah. I love Mahomes too, but I would never quit on the Broncos.
Why?
Because they're my team.
Yeah,
I love them.
You can't
them.
Just quit on your team.
No.
Even when they're bad.
Exactly. Yeah. I love the Broncos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something wrong with us, but we love them anyway.
Yeah, we do.
No, I'm kidding.
So anyway, back to the why we got on this subject is because I got some prizes for the winner, and because we were tied, there were two winners. Cody, since he is the real winner, gets to choose his prize out of the prize bag I brought here.
Drum roll.
But let me just say that the prize we wanted to get all season, by the end of the season, we couldn't get it. Yeah. So,
and we're not going to mention it.
We're not going to mention what it is.
Because we want to get one
for
next year.
For next year.
Definitely.
So, which is it's a great prize. These are not as great, but here we go.
Okay, we're looking into
drum roll.
The big Trader Joe's bag that Jane brought in.
Okay, so you have three. You have actually two choices. This is one.
A Denver Broncos t-shirt, which I could hardly ever see myself wearing.
Really? You won't wear it at KDK?
Oh, no.
Or a scarf. Is it a scarf?
It's a scarf and gloves.
Oh. You know, I think I'm going to go with the shirt, though.
Okay.
And I will wear the shirt on, like, every Sunday next winter.
Okay.
Will you let us take a picture of it for the website?
Heck
of
yeah.
You wearing it?
Heck yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Good. Out in front of the totem pole or so, or just in here?
Yeah, I'll take the I'll take it.
You're a professional.
Yeah, I'll take it. I've got a good idea.
Seen your name on a lot of photos.
Yeah.
So who gets the scarf and the gloves?
Sarah.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah. I don't know if she's listening. She may be out of town already.
I'm a little slow, Jane.
Okay. Well, thank you for considering me.
Okay, but next, if you win next year, you are definitely going to...
permanently retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed, dude.
No, he is. Lisa won 2 years in a row, didn't she?
She did?
I think she did.
Huh.
Well, Bronco Babble is really my favorite part about the football season, really. I like it more than watching the games.
I like doing it almost as much as watching the games.
He's buttering you up, Jane.
So did you guys have a caller last week kind of confused saying, hey, I thought this was Bronco Babble?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
He crawled out of his... cave and called
right.
us and realized, oh, that was last week
right.
or last month.
963-2976. If you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, we would like to hear from you.
We're hoping to hear from the Pamster on the road.
Right. The Pamster's in Driggs. Driggs,
Idaho.
Idaho, yeah.
Idaho. Yep.
So wow. She might be able to give us a call.
She's on vacation?
Yes. She's on vacation. And also, I have something that I want to bring up that maybe... Oh, first I have a question. Did you notice... Why is Meisers closed?
I didn't know. You mean...
Closed.
Just today?
No, today. And then I went by there 2 days ago or 3 days ago. It was closed 3 days ago.
Well, I know Sam, the previous owner, gave it up. Years ago,
it
right?
was sold, yeah. It was sold, I think, to...
Well, she was always complaining about her rent to some Aspen owner, you know, that just kept raising the rent on her. And it sounds ridiculous at all the places on Main Street.
Is there still stuff in the store?
Yes.
In the windows?
In the window. And there's a sign on the window, the front window, saying, looking for help. So maybe they're shorthanded. I know it was sold to... someone else. I don't remember.
I need help, too.
You need help, too?
I need help also.
Oh, so do I. Help wanted. So anyway, that was my question. If anyone out there knows the answer to why Meisers is closed, give us a call, 963-2976.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Luke, maybe just walk around with a little sign, a little cardboard sign around your neck that says need help.
Exactly. Who knows what you'll get?
Yeah, maybe they'll put me on the cover of the Sopra Sun if I do that.
You know, I swear I saw this guy walking down 133 and he looked like a homeless guy wearing a sign on his back that said, just need weed.
Ah, you're kidding.
Like, I don't want your money or anything. Just give me some nuggets.
That's funny.
So he knew that he could get that in Carbondale.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get our regular callers today because
the Pamster is gone.
Oh, shoot, Pam.
Well, surely Pam must
have
some other
things. Pam is listening.
Things.
She does. Pam's listening. Pam, can I say this out loud? Because Pam knows about Meisers.
How is
Meisers,
she going to respond?
But she's not gonna tell us. But she may call.
Oh.
Hopefully you'll call Pam anyway. 963-2976. Okay. So I thought of something we can do today if we don't get any calls.
Well, start right now, Jane.
Okay.
Now's your moment.
All right. Jake and I used to do this on the Jake and Jane show. It's called Sing Along with the Beatles.
Oh, God. Next.
It's so
Cody,
funny.
Cody, what's
it's,
your idea?
It's so fun.
Oh, there's a caller.
I remember those days.
Hello, caller. Do you want to sing with the Beatles?
What song?
Sing Along with the Beatles. What song do you want to sing?
What song do you want to sing? All You Need Is
Love. I love that one. Okay, so we have to find that song.
Okay. Find it.
Luke
can do that fast.
Yeah, Luke will find it, and you and I will talk, or you and Cody and I will talk. Cody's.
Cody, are you in my chair?
He is.
Yeah, I am.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Could you move over
if
one?
If it wasn't for your big day and your big prize, I'd be upset.
I forgot about that, Pam. I'm sorry.
Well, it sounds a lot different without you, Pam. I'm glad you're calling in.
Glad to hear you all.
How are things in Idaho?
Yeah.
Well, we took a detour.
You did? To where?
Yeah. Illinois.
Really?
Oh, that's quite a detour.
With the map.
What?
We got confused. We saw the state that started with an I. And
right.
A simple wrong turn, and so we're in Illinois.
Where in Illinois?
I don't know. Does it matter?
It does. Well, I lived in Illinois.
Anywhere in Illinois in the winter doesn't sound like a good idea.
It's cold, pretty much cloudy. And I've been eating a lot. So
where?
It's consequential.
Are you? Just answer this. Are you in Chicago?
Not in Chicago, no.
Okay.
Near.
Near Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Does Luke have that song ready?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Right. Ready?
Everybody.
Cody,
one,
I want to hear you.
And a one.
I'm in.
And a two. And a one, two, three.
Beatles?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay, now I'm here.
Love, 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 love,
do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
it's easy.
Nothing you can say that can't be saved. I can't carry a tune. That's okay. Everyone out there, stand up and sing along.
It's easy.
Do, 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 do.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love.
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 And a
love.
Dog. Love is all you need.
How do you think our listeners
have
been
right
now? They're going up and down.
Wah, 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 wah.
What?
All you need is love.
Wah, 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 wah.
All you need is love.
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 Love is all
love
you
is
need.
All.
That's all you need.
Love is all you need.
All you need.
Okay.
That's all you need,
that's
Pam.
That's all you need.
That's all we need.
Did you like
and
that?
And a dog.
And a dog.
Someone needs to call the station manager, Gavin, and tell him, now that's good radio, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
The donations are just going to come flying in.
I know. I know. I think we should start a singing group, the four of us. What do you think?
We could make a special CD, annoying music right. On the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Pam, right. We miss you.
I'm going to clear the line.
Okay.
Okay.
We miss
you.
Have fun. Yeah,
next week. Okay. I'll try to make my way back there.
Okay.
I'll try not to get to Iowa and stop because that also starts with an I.
Okay. Good idea.
Just make sure you
or
turn
Indiana.
Left. Just make sure
or
you turn
Indiana.
Left.
Or Indiana.
Turn left in Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll
okay.
Do my best.
All right. Thanks for calling, Pam.
Bye.
Bye. Now, is sing along with the Beatles fun or what?
It'll get a good chuckle out of you. That's for sure.
It got a rise out of me, Jane.
It did? What kind of rise?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Oh, no. Yeah. Are you getting a little dirty?
yeah,
a little nasty.
I guess it's not Pam that brings it out of me. It's you. It's you. It's been you all along.
Oh, no. 963-2976.
If you want to talk about whatever.
If you want to talk about whatever. If you want to sing along with the Beatles. If you want to.
Or if you know about the gossip misers. About misers.
Oh, right. We didn't. We forgot to ask Pam.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. Anyway.
Well, that would be a loss, except there's a pretty good store right across the street.
The thrift store,
yeah.
The thrift shop.
Yeah.
Well, I like the thrift shop, but since Misers changed hands, it's gotten a little more higher, a little bit.
Higher end?
Yeah, it's more higher end now than it used to be.
They have to pay the rent now.
I think Carbondale is higher end.
I know.
Gee, you noticed?
You know what? You're right. It is.
I mean, everyone saw that the average price of a home was $1 million last year.
Crazy. Yeah. I suggest that everybody put their car up on blocks in their front yard and throw their lawnmower in the dump.
That'll keep people away.
And that'll keep the riffraff out of here.
I love that. Yeah. I always hear that about Brad Hendricks.
That's what he used to say.
Did he?
Yeah, that was his campaign plank. And his slogan, do you know what his slogan was?
No.
Good enough for government work. Caller, you're on whatever. Hello.
Well, I don't want to be hypercritical, but I was a Valley Girl coach in years gone by, and it's pronounced whatever.
Whatever.
Well, that's better. And then you got to do the hand motion, too.
Whatever.
I think it's this.
Oh, it is?
It's like
your
a W.
Fingers with the
put
the
your
w
thumbs
with your,
together, is yeah. that right? And your fingers out?
No, you sit on your thumb, and then you rotate.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
Whatever. Who is this? You're good.
Oh,
no.
See, some people want to be anonymous.
Okay,
Jay.
I know what?
That's a foreign concept to you.
Okay, but you can call back and be anonymous, and I promise I won't. You don't have to reveal your name, but you're funny, and I liked your Valley Girl.
Yeah. You know what? We were talking about doing a promo, and I suggested that we check out Valley Girl, and you said Jane.
I can't remember.
And that always blew me away, because you're from L.A.
I'm from the Valley,
and
actually.
And the Valley Girl comes from L.A.
Well, the Valley Girl comes from the San Fernando Valley, where I'm from.
Is that where you grew up?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Whatever.
I thought you were Beverly Hills.
No.
No?
No way.
Really?
Valley Girl. Whatever.
So when did people start using that term?
Well, that was like the late 80s.
Yeah. Okay. Or 70s, maybe.
No, it wasn't that early. Yeah.
They had a funny skit on Saturday Night Live like in the early 90s with Chris Farley, I want to say David Spade, Adam Sandler, acting like Valley Girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know who the original Valley Girl was.
Yeah. Who?
Moon Unit Zappa.
That's right. Moon Unit Zappa. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could just pull it up right now, but I know it's not in dead, so I can't.
963-2976 if anyone wants to talk about whatever.
You need to practice that.
Whatever.
No, you don't. It comes naturally.
Yeah. That caller reminded me. He was good. You can call back anytime and just chat, and we won't ask your name.
We won't ridicule you either.
No.
No, we don't do that around
here.
No,
we don't.
No.
So Jane brought up the, what was it called? Live from the
Free
Box?
Oh, Live from the Free Box.
Which she said, do you have a Lost and Found here? Can we do Live from that? And you know, Luke, it's been the same stuff for like the last 5 years.
Right.
iPhone wires and like one baseball cap. It's not really
that's
not
so
fun.
It's not interesting.
And like 10 water bottles.
Yeah. That's boring.
Yeah.
Why can't we have a free box again?
Because then we'd have to take care of it. See, that's why it was canned, because the previous administration said, we're spending too much time keeping this together.
I loved it, personally.
I did, too. I love the
Plus,
free box.
You know, it got kind of messy.
It got pretty funky.
That's the first thing you see when you walk in the door, KD&K.
But I have an idea.
Okay.
Why don't we get someone or find like a really sort of artsy box, you know, because there's so many artists here. I bet somebody, I bet there's a really artsy box that someone would donate to us.
I would say we bring it up at the staff meeting next week.
Okay.
And we have to have two people to be responsible for it.
Okay.
But I think it should be outside. Yeah. I don't think it should be in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just get too messy. Yeah.
Caller, you're on whatever. Hello.
Well, whatever is right, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Little Will.
Little Willie giving y'all a call up there in the Red Fork Basin. How y'all doing today?
We're doing
great,
good.
Little Will.
Where are you at?
Oh, well, I'm down in the, I'm taking Tweedledee and Tweedledum off for a quick walk. Let's get down to 20 below tonight here in the holler.
Where's the holler?
Well, if I don't rightly know. The truck is stuck. I just thought I'd take the dogs out. But listen to me. I'm looking for somebody big to cuddle up with tonight. It's going to be ice really cold.
Oh, you are?
It's a three-dog night or a two
or a one big person.
I got two gators and one big gal.
Well, you have a dog.
Well, I do got one of them, too.
Yeah, you've got a dog.
You actually eat. I think he might be going down to the Gators tonight. I'm out of money and I'm out of food, but I got love.
Do you want some more love? Do you want us to find you a match?
Ooh. I do. I'm looking for somebody lovely.
Somebody. What are your what's your requirements and your criteria?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked me that. And really, I'm not too picky, as you probably understand, at this point in my life. But I wish people would just post their profile pictures from behind.
Oh, geez.
You can ask them for
that. That's all I need. That's what the spooning parts are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're a little lone.
Somebody talented, too. Yeah, talented.
Someone talented in what area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe you should come on down to Carbondale, Little Will, and go down to the Black Nugget or something.
Well, who the heck is I?
Young Cody.
Young Cody.
Yeah, that's
Cody's eye. Yeah, Cody's so cute.
Yeah, Cody. Cody is.
You'll do.
Yeah, Pam's at it. Oh, Cody will do for you?
For tonight?
Cody will do for just about anyone, I imagine. Now, listen to me. I've been listening to some new music, Cody. You'd be appreciative of this. Got into that guy, Dearth Wind and Fire. And really been liking John Lennon. He's good. Some new stuff from Stu Reed, too. He's come out with a new one.
Stu Reed.
Stu Reed. He's kicking ass.
Did you get that at like a cassette tape at a truck stop or something?
How did you know you could get that? Best of the new, best of the old, yeah. I just can't believe that Stu Reed guy. He's really something. Dick Jagger, I like him.
Dick Jagger. Little Will, I hate to interrupt you, but we have a live show coming up, and we have to get off the air.
All right, man.
But wait a minute. Wait. Will you call us next week? Because I miss you.
Well, thank you, Jane.
Well,
let's just have a little conversation after you show. You can give me a call on my private line.
Okay.
It's 1-800-BIG-T.
Oh, my God.
I'll be looking forward to your call, Jane. And now you can bring your goat.
Okay, thank you. My God, the Gators won't eat them. Okay, thanks for calling, Will.
You all take care and stay toasty tonight. Supposed to get down 20 below zero.
Okay, we'll find you someone. Bye.
I'll be in the holler. All right. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Little Willie weighing in.
That's so funny. This is our new music.
New theme song.
Our new theme song.
You like it, Jane?
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dr. Rubber Funk.
Dr. Rubber Funk. I love it.
Groovy guitar
you like
work.
It? Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Thanks for calling, you guys, whoever called, Pam, Little Will, and Mr. Anonymous, who I hope you call back, and I promise never to ask you your name again. Okay? Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Lukealicious.
Thanks, Cody. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the Bronco shirt.
Oh, you're welcome. Congratulations.
Whoop, whoop.
Woo!
And whatever you do, do.
Whatever you do, do. Whatever, yes. Whatever you do,
do.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.